We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Halacha Vav, and we're doing the last short paragraph that closes this halacha. Towards the end of paragraph Yudalit, one of the sub-paragraphs that begins with the words V'chein Marames Bereshis, Al Yud Minei Dfikim, Rav Nosson Zal was explaining how in the first statement of creation, Bereshis Bor Elokim Es Hashamayim Es Haaretz, and even in the first word, Bereshis, is included many of the things that we've been learning about in this halacha that were tied into the story of the seven betlers, specifically the sixth day of the Sheva Brachas, which spoke about the princess that was shot by the 10 poisonous arrows and how she is cured, how she is healed. So Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chein marames Bereshis al hayud minei tfikim sheyoda. The word Bereshis also alludes to the 10 pulses which the Betler knew. Al yedei shehoyu lo koyach litein biyodov kol hachochmois lehanismochim al yodoi. Regarding the fact that that Betler, that Tzaddik, had the power in his hands, in his 10 fingers, to be able to give over, to transmit all of his knowledge, all the chochmois, to those who he gave smicha to those who he placed his hands upon. We know the Torah says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem said to him, V'nosato mehoid cholov, that you will place from your radiance, from your shine, upon Yehoshua, upon your Talmud. This concept of smicha. V'zehu bereshis b'chinas reishis chochma. This is one of the ramosim that's included in that word bereshis. The Zohar HaKadosh says, bereshis, with Reishis, Hashem created heaven and earth. What is Reishis? Reishis is Chochmah. There's a pasuk, Reishis Chochmah Yiras Hashem. Bechinas Reishis Chochmah. Okay, that's number one. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zehu Bereishis Roish Bayis. The Zohar HaKadosh also tells us that in the word Bereishis is included two words, Roish Bayis, the head of the house, which is one of the titles of the tzaddik emes, the tzaddik hadur. He's called Roish Bayis, the master of the house. Shekol horoshim shel Yisrael, shehem horosh v'hamoichin shel Yisrael, bechinas b'chochmo yibone bayis, kulam al yodoi. What it's telling us here is that all the roshim of Klal Yisrael, all the leaders of Klal Yisrael, who are the brains of Klal Yisrael, bechinas bechochma yibone bayis, because we know there's a pasuk that says with chochma you build a house. So when it says bereshis roish bayis, the way you build the bayis is with a roish, with chochma, kulam al yodoi. All of them receive their chochma, their leadership, their authority through him. Ki hu masmich oisam. He's the one who appoints them. He's the one who places his hands. He transmits his chachma to them. V'chein bereshis merames al yud minei negina. And in the word bereshis, we also have the concept of the 10 types of song, which we spoke about earlier, through which the tzaddik cures the princess who was shot by those 10 poisonous arrows. As the Tikkun Ezra says in chapter 10, Bereshis Shir To'ev, that the word Bereshis is also made up of the two words Shir To'ev, to crave, to desire, song, referring again to those the ultimate song, which is the 10 types of song which are included in the Sefer Tehillim, which Dovra Melech, who is called the Ne'im Zemirois Yisrael, the sweet singer of Klal Yisrael, he's the one who is zeichet to reveal the Sefer Tehillim, which has in it all the refuahs. When a Jew needs a cure, when a person has been shot by any or all of those 10 arrows, which represent the 10 different types of poisons, spiritual poison, physical poison, and the cloliest of all of them is sadness, depression, atzvus, is the koilel of all the 10 different poisons. The cure for it is these 10 types of song. Just like we say in Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Alei Osor V'Alei Novel Alei Higoin Bechinor Ki Simachtani Hashem B'Folecho B'Mas Yodecha Ranein, that there is this Alei Osor V'Alei Novel, there are these 10 types of song which give a person the total simcha, ki simachtani Hashem befolecha, b'masi yadecha ranein. I'm able to sing about the ma'asei yadayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, with this, we sort of conclude this halacha, halacha vav, and yet now there's a whole other piece here, which is entitled Roshei Prokim Mehilchas Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which is like, how would you say Roshei Prokim in English? Short pieces, sort of, like, or some basic notes, in a sense, pertaining to Hilchas Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Al Pi HaTorah Ayei HaSel Oilo Likutei Tanina Simin Beis, based on the Torah Ayei HaSel Oilo, which this halacha we were learning till now was based on, in Likutei Moran Tanina. And this, what we're going to learn now, the next few pages, some of it overlaps what we did before a little bit. Most of it, though, is new additional ideas that Rav Nosson Zal adds, again, tying together this chapter on the Likutei Moran, Ayei HaSel Oilo, with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Paragraph Aleph. B'Rosh Hashanah al yedei ha-tshuva shubchinas bakoshas v'chipus ayei, al yedei ze oilen betachles hu'aliyo lebechinas ayei. Bereshis, maimar sosum, sheshom klulim kol ha'asora mamores kanal. On Rosh Hashanah, by doing tshuva, which is based on searching Aye, Hashem, where are you? Through that, a person is zeichah to go up to the highest possible level, the level that's called Aye, which is corresponds to Bereshis, Maimar Sosum, that first highest statement of creation, in which is included all 10 statements. All 10 statements are included in that first one. Kanal, as we discussed earlier. Avol kishoylan l'shom tzrichin lachzor lahamshech mishom kiyum ho'ilam. But when a person shoots up to that high level of keser, number one, he can't remain there permanently, and number two, even staying up there, that's not the ultimate accomplishment. The real accomplishment is to be able to come back down and to bring down with you light that will help sustain the world. Kiyum ho'ilam. Shehu al yedei hizgalus hamidois mi chochmo ad malchus. Which is by taking that light upstairs in the keser and the maimar sosum and bringing it down into kelim, into vessels. In the keser, over there, it's like infinite light without any vessel, without any shape and form whatsoever. The tachlis is to put it into kelim, into vessels, which Kavyochel Hashem defined as Chochmo, Bino, Das, Chesed, Gvura, etc., going down to Malchus, Shehem, Bechinas, Asorom, Amorois, those 10 Midois of Hashem correspond to the 10 statements of creation, Ad Sheyizgale Le'ein Koel, so that we reveal to everybody, we can show everybody that Hashem, the entire world is filled with Hashem's kovoid, and Hashem rules everywhere, over everything. As we find, this is the theme in all of our tefillos on Rosh Hashanah. If you pay attention to what you're saying, you'll see this is what we're asking there in all kinds of different shapes and forms. To be zeicha to reveal and broadcast the malchus of Hashem. V'ze bechinas hanesiro hamuva b'ksovim. This is the concept of the nesira that's described in the writings of the Arizal. She'oiskim baseres yemei tshuva lenaser ulesakein kol mido mido. That throughout the aseres yemei tshuva, Klal Yisrael is involved in slicing and fixing up and shaping each and every one of these midos, chachma, bina, chesed, gvura, etc., etc. Ukedei legalois malchusay le'ein koil, in order to be able to reveal Hashem's malchus to everybody, v'loisiyeh oid hamalchus bebechinas hastora v'haloma, so that Hashem's kingdom should no longer be hidden in a state of hiddenness, which is bereshis, maimar sosum, keser, which is all hidden. V'ikar hatikin al yedei shezoichin lahamshich chidushei toiro mishom mibchinas ayei shubchinas bereshis shehu hascholas hatoiro shemishom nimsheches kol hatoiro kula sheklula baaseres hadibrois shehim klula mitaryag mitzvois שהם בחינס תרייג איתן דוי רייסה, שבוהם כלולים כל העצס דקדו של כל אחד ואחד, איך ימל התנפשו עם מיני שחס. רב נולסן זל says that the main תיקון of the world is when we're zircha to be able to draw chidushei Torah, revelations of Torah, from Aye, from upstairs, from the highest, highest source, which is Bereshis, which is the beginning of the Torah, Bereshis in the beginning, from which the entire Torah originates. It originates from up there, and the Torah is summarized in the Aseres Hadibrois, 10 statements, again, specifically, which are a composite, Shehim Klulim, Mi Taryag Mitzvois. The Aseres Hadibrois are a composite of all Taryag Mitzvois. It's brought in Sforim that if you'll count the number of letters in the Aseres Hadibrois, it's exactly 613 plus 7. 613 for the Taryag Mitzvois, Doraisa, 7 for the Mitzvos Derabonon, etc., etc. Shehim Bechinas Taryag Itin Doiraisa, which the Zohar Kodesh calls the 613 pieces of advice of the Torah, in which are included Shebohem Klulim Kol Ho'etzais Digdusha L'chol Echad V'echad, in which is included all the advice in the world that every single person could possibly need, Eich Yamalit Nafshay Mini Shachas, how to save himself from Gehenim, from Tzoras, from darkness, from suffering. Ukimavura Bahat Torah Ayeh Hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Yud Beis, Ayeh Mekoyim Kevoidoi, Shalidei HaBakosha V'Achipus Ayeh, that by a Jew searching, where Hashem, where are you, where is the light, where is the... Sheze Iker HaTshuva, this is one of the most important parts of Tshuva, Ayidei Zeh Zoichen L'Chidushei Torah. Through that, by a person saying that, where is Hashem, where is the light, Hashem opens a door for him that he's zochet to chidushei Torah, kimuvan sham b'soif haTorah nal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains there at the end of that chapter in Likutei Moran. V'ze bechinas aseres yimei tshuva shebohem oiskim b'tshuva ad shemamshichem baseres yimei tshuva aseres hadibrois shenitnu b'yom kippur shehu gmar aseres yimei tshuva. This is the whole concept of the aseres yimei tshuva, the 10 days of tshuva, whereby through the tshuva process, we're zircha to draw upon ourselves those aseres hadibrois, which were actually given to Klal Yisrael in the final forum on Yom Kippur. Remember, we received the Torah the first time on Shavuos, and then Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the first luchos, which he smashed, and then he went up to Shemayim for 3 rounds of 40 days, of which the third round was finished on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, Hashem said, Vayomer Hashem solachti dvorecho, and that's when Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the second set of luchos, which were the Aseres Hadibrois. V'alkein mevakshim hashiveinu avinu l'soiro secho. And this is why when we ask Hashem that we should be zecha to tshuva, we don't just say hashiveinu Hashem, Hashem, please help me be zecha to return. We say hashiveinu avinu l'soiro secho. Ki ze ikar hatshuva, because this again is a very important part of tshuva. Sheyale al yedei hatshuva l'bchinas ayei, that through tshuva the person should go up to that place called Ayeh, ad sheyamshich misham Torah, and he should be zecha to connect with the Torah Akdosha there, to bring down Torah from there. Valkein oz b'yom kippur ikur slichas v'kaporas havoinois. And this is why Yom Kippur is the main day when Hashem forgives all of our different types of sins. Ki oz nishapchenu havoinois lizchuyois. On Yom Kippur, a person could be zoiche, if he does the right kind of tshuva, that his aveirois should become mitzvois. That instead of having a minus 300,000 in his account, they don't bring it to zero. They change the sign. Instead of a minus, it becomes a plus. He has a plus 300,000. He has a credit of 300,000 mitzvahs. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Bayoim hahu yevukash avoin Yisrael veinenu. There's going to come a time when they're going to search for the aveirois of Klal Yisrael, and they're not going to find them. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Chof Beis there, Rabbeinu Zal asks, hold on a second. Who's the idiot who's going to go searching for aveirois? If they're lost, leave them alone. Leave them under the table. That's great. We don't want to find them. We don't want anybody. Rabbi Nisal explains, no. If that Bayoim Hahu is when Klal Yisrael is going to be zeicher to tshuva me'ava. When a person is zeicher to tshuva me'ava, every avera is important because every avera is a credit. If you have 20 averas, you have 20 credits. If you have 21 averas, you got one more credit, another 100 grand in your account. So we're gonna the averas is gonna become very precious. Because through the averas, which represent the filthy places, that's what inspired the person. That's what woke him up to start saying, "Where am I? Look where I've fallen to. Look how far down I am." Ad she'ola l'shom, to a point where he suddenly woke up and he jumped up to Aye. V'nase al yedei ze chidushei Torah. When a person zocha to connect with that high place Aye, there's chidushei Torah generated. V'yacharkach mamshiche mishom eitzois. And then the person is zeicher to draw advice, hanimshocha mitaryag iten doiraisa, which comes from the 613 eitzos of the Torah, haklulim biaseres hadibros, which are included and hidden in the Ten Commandments, shekibalno biyom kippur, which we got on Yom Kippur, v'ze bechinas sukkos, and this is why Yom Kippur is followed by the holiday of sukkos, shemishom kol ho'etzos toivos. Sukkos is the source of all good advice. Bebchinas, as we say in the davening, every single night, ufrois oleinu sukkas shloimecha, v'sakneinu bi'etzo toivo milfonecha. Hashem, spread your sukkah of peace over us and give us good advice. Those two are very much connected. V'ze b'chinas ho'arbo aminim, shehem b'chinas klolius hatariag mitzvois, shebohem klulim kol ho'etzais toivah shebikdusha. And this is the concept of the Dalet Minim that we take on Sukkos, which are a composite of all 613 mitzvahs, in which is included all the possible eitzos that a person could need. U'kemuva, as is brought in Sforim HaKdoshim, she'esroig gematria tof reish yud, the word esroig is bigematria 610, v'hasholish minim shel ho'aguda, and the lulav hadas maravois oile tariag adds up to 613 exactly by coincidence, right? Showing us that this is what's happening on Sukkos. As a result of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, as a result of what we were zeicher to do on Rosh Hashanah, and Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and through Yom Kippur, we were zeicher to make a kesher to the Torah, to be able to draw upon ourselves the light of all Taryag Mitzvos, which is all the possible advice that a person could need in life, all the Eitzos of Kedusha. Paragraph Beis. V'chol ze yefsher liskois kiim b'koyach ze shel habal koyach hanal. And all of this, each and every single Jew isn't on a level to do this by himself. The only way a person could be zeicher to this is with the help of the great Bal Koyach, the master, the betler, that sixth betler in the story of Rabbeinu Zal, Shehoyeh lo koyach biyodov lohitzi kol achitzim, who said that he has the power in his hands to remove all of those arrows that were shot into the Bas Melech, into the princess. Sheze b'chinas tshuva kanal. That's the concept of tshuva. He's the one who knows how to teach people how to do tshuva the best. V'lichnois l'toich kol hayud choymoy shalmayim, to be able to enter into all the 10 walls of water in the water castle where that princess was found. Shehem b'chinas meimei hadas. Water represents the waters of das. Shetzrichim leida. Where in order for a tzaddik, in order for a Talmud Chacham to be able to help people, he has to know every facet of Das Digdusha. He has to know all the walls and the buildings and the structures that are found in the Torah HaKdosha, within all the Chachma. As Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this in Yoredeya, in Hilchas Toilom Halacha Dalet. V'yodeya kol hadfikim shel kol echad v'yechod. And this tzaddik also knows the pulses of each and every single person, all the 10 different kinds of pulses. V'yodeya l'sameach es kol echad v'yechod. And he knows how to revive each and every single person, how to pull each and every single yid out of his sadness, out of his depression, to bring them to joy. V'chol elu habechinois tluyim ze boze ukshurim ze boze. And all of these things are connected to each other. The 10 walls of water, the 10 pulses, the 10 types of song. Vehu nichnas letoich oimek yiridosoi unafilosoi shel kol echod viechod. Sheyorad venitba bivein metzula vein mamad. This tzaddik goes down, down, down into the deep Yerida and Nefila of each and every single Yid that went down, that has fallen into all kinds of darkness in deep waters. The Shiboiles Shtafasnu, you know, where we're drowning and getting flooded. The Gam Shom, Yeshloi Bechira Adayin Litzoi Kolachapes Aye. And even when the person's that far down, he still has the option. He still has the choice to decide whether he's going to cry out to Hashem and say, Aye, Hashem, where are you? V'habalkoyach hanal moire desatzmei l'shom. The tzaddik, who is called a balkoyach, who has incredible power, he lowers himself all the way down there. Umaramez lo yiramozim. And he hints to the person. He can't spell out to the person. He can't tell the person everything. Otherwise, there'd be no bechira. But he gives the person remozim, hints. Shehem bechinas yodayim, which are represented by the hands. We know sometimes when a person doesn't want to say something, sometimes they'll make a motion with their hands, and the other person takes the hint. They know what I mean. I can't talk right now, but my hand motion shows what I'm meaning. As Rabbein Azal speaks about this in a Torah in Likut Imran Tanina, Rabbein Azal speaks about the Ramozim, the Yodayim Shebiyam HaChochma, that how a tzaddik with his hands shows a person signals at different times, Ramozim hints to know what to do. So that the person should be able to find the advice that he needs every single time in all different situations, how to save himself. Because the true tzaddik knows every single person's pulse at all times. When they're going through all different kinds of things, aliyas, yiridas, the tzaddik knows everything. He knows exactly where the person's at. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Koil doidi doifek. The sound of my beloved pulsates. Shelefamim doifek bo yumaskira sashim izborach. Sometimes the pulse is pulsating in the person and reminding him about Hashem. It's banging on him. It's knocking, saying, wake up, wait, Hashem. Ulefamim lehefech hasashon. And sometimes the pulse inside a person is pulsating in the other direction, pulsating, trying to pull him to the Eitz Sahara, to all kinds of bad things. K'mo shekosov b'simen kuf samach likut imran aleph. As is found in Likut Imran Chelek Aleph in Torah Kuf Samach, where Rabbein Azal speaks about this, about the pulses, the different pulses. V'ikar rufuasoi al yedei hasimcha shemachnis b'chol echod b'chol mokim shehu. And the main way that the true tzaddik is able to help the person get cured, get healed, is through simcha, whereby the tzaddik teaches each and every person how to be happy, with what to be happy. B'ma sheloi esani goy. The fact that Baruch Hashem am zecher to be a yid, vivdilonu min atoyim, and Hashem has separated me from all of those people who don't know what they're doing, who are lost, who are wandering, you know, don't know which direction to go in. Shebechol ze oiskim besukkos, shuzman simchoseinu. This is what we're involved in the holiday of Sukkos, which is called zman simchoseinu. Ve'ikra simcho al yedei hamayim. And we know that the fabulous joy on Sukkos was related to water in the Beis HaMikdash. Bechinas Simchas Beis HaShoyeva, the tremendous celebration that they had in the Beis HaMikdash for Shoyeva when they were drawing the water. K'mo shekosov u'shaftem mayim besosoin mimayne ha'yeshua. You will draw the waters with sosoin, with incredible happiness and joy from the wellsprings of salvation, mimayne ha'yeshua. Bechinas hoishainus sho'imrim al arvei nachal. This is also the tefillah of hoishainus that we say over those willows, those branches from the weeping willow tree. V'oz noitlin ho'arbo aminim b'yadayim lo'irer koyach ha'yadayim shel ba'al koyach hanal. And on Sukkos, the mitzvah, the main mitzvah that we're doing, the dalet minim, is with our hands. You have to hold those dalet minim in your hands when you're making the bracha and when you're doing the ne'anuim and during halel and during all during hoshanas, in order to turn on that power of the Yodayim of the Betler without hands, where his who had the most incredible power in his hands. Ad shezoichem l'simchas Torah, she'oz ikar shleimus ha'simcha. Until we get to the climax at the end of Sukkot, which is the holiday of Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, which is the peak of the Simcha, al shezoichem ligmor ha'Torah v'lachzor l'aschil mi'chodosh, where we celebrate the fact that we were zoichet to complete the Torah, to finish the Torah, and to start again from the beginning, from Bereishis. To show that what are we trying to do as part of it to complete the tshuva process. We had a Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we did it. Now what? Now we're trying to draw Torah, which is the source of all the Eitzos of Kiddusha. Shehu ikar hamshochas chidushei Torah mibchinas bereishis shu maimar sosum shesham klula kol ha-Torah v'chol ha-Yitzhe shebo'ilam. Whereby through each and every time a person tries to search for Hashem, this search of Ayeh, he's to go up to that place that's called Ayeh, that Maimar Sosum, that Bereishis, and to be able to draw from there good advice, deep advice, lehischazek eich shehu, to be able to give him the strength to hold on, no matter where he is, no matter what he's going through.